Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Good morning, my co-host.
Yes, good morning. I am so glad to be here. I am looking for another awesome day to power up and kick it. Power up my possibilities, own the power that's on the inside of me, and letting my gifts flow so that I can be used as a vessel of God to give Him honor. So it's so good to hear your voice, Coach, and I know you had a great weekend, and I'm ready to go. Ready to go this morning.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to rock and roll. We have an awesome guest that we're going to let you tell us all about and bring him on and get a powerful message from our powerful guest, our guest, Bishop Barry Taylor. Yes, good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, that sounds like a good Bishop voice. I can't wait to hear from you.
Well, I had the opportunity to minister roughly 5 times yesterday, so if my voice is a little strange, you know why.
Well, listen, it doesn't sound strange to me. It sounds like it's ready to rock and roll. Wow.
For sure.
Bless you. Coach Cassandra is going to tell us a little bit about you, but we want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are bringing to you our second episode of the Power Up Your Possibilities Teleshow. That's right. We have 4 dynamic speakers lined up and ready to go. So you want to get on that call. I'll come back a little later, give you the number again. But the flyer, you can get it on Facebook or Twitter. You can go to Coach Cassandra's page as Cassandra McKissack. You can go to my page, Lalisa Williams, Coach Lalisa, and we will definitely make sure you have all the information. But we're going to come back at the end of the show, tell you more about that. But we are so excited about that show tomorrow and the 4 exciting dynamic speakers that we have for you. Again, we thank you all for tuning in this morning and every morning. Also want to thank those listening, thank our good friends in Cleveland, Ohio, and St. Louis, Chicago.
Yes.
Shout out to my friends all the way in Japan. Good morning, Paul Kiriazi. I know you're listening in some way. You know, there's more ways for people to listen in. You can dial in and listen by calling 347-945-7991. You can also listen by going to the website, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. But there are many other RSS feeds that will bring you this powerful, motivating, and inspirational show in the morning. And if you somehow cannot listen to the show live, it's in the archives. You have to go to the website that I just gave to download the archive and listen to it at your demand. Whenever you demand it, you can listen. So, Coach Cassandra, that's wonderful that we have so many ways to bring to people great, inspirational, clean, fun, motivational, energetic information that we can bring them each and every day. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And listen, I wanted to mention, Coach, we need to mention the names of the folks that are going to be on the teleshow. That teleshow is Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are going to have a great lineup. Steve Farber, who was heard all over the country. He can be found in Success Magazine. We're going to have Danye Hoffman, awesome, awesome speaker. Mary Chuck, help me to say that, Coach. I want to say it right. What's her last name? Mary
Cotchett.
Coach. Yes,
Cotchett.
Mary Cotchett, who's not only a business owner, but she's also been a professor. I believe she was your professor, right, at one time? Awesome, awesome
Correct.
Woman. Michael Gray, who's the assistant to the congressman in New Jersey?
He is. He's a United States congressman.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So we've got a great lineup. We have folks on that have a national reputation of greatness. And so, folks, we want to power you up. That's the name of that teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities, on Tuesday, April 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard and 8 p.m. Central Standard. You can find that flyer on my page or Coach Lalisa. We also have it circulating. So if you see it, please share it. Please share these great flyers with some great information. And now I am happy to introduce none other than Bishop Larry J. Baylor. Yes, Bishop Larry J. Baylor is in the house today. He reigns from St. Louis, Missouri. He is the overseer of Faith Miracle Temple right here in Florissant, Missouri, which is an awesome, awesome area to be in the St. Louis area. He attended Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. He got his bachelor's in business administration, managing and marketing, I believe that's correct.
That's correct.
I'm telling you, he is absolutely dynamic. He is a husband of one wife, praise God. He is a father, just a little humor there in the morning. And I tell you, I had an opportunity to hear him preach. Phenomenal, phenomenal preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's also on television. He's also been on the Word Network, on radio here, here locally, 1600, which is a poppin' gospel show here in the St. Louis area. And so Bishop Baylor has so much to offer. He believes in entrepreneurism, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on the show, because I actually participated in a workshop that was done at his church that was absolutely top-notch, absolutely free, F-R-E-E. So that was awesome. He had some phenomenal speakers that came in to show you how to power up your possibilities, how you can become an entrepreneur. So on this program, we encourage, we inspire, we are motivating. Even if you haven't gotten it off the ground, you're still sitting there thinking about it, we want to offer you strategies and tactics to get up and do something and walk toward what you're believing God for. And let me tell you, those gifts in you, we don't want them to die in you. We want you to die empty because you've given out so much. You've done all that God has called you to do. And listen, we've got a great man of God here who can tell you how to do that, because he has a program in the community where he is has a economic development that he does, and so we want him to tell us about that. I'm going to let you start with that, Bishop, as you say hello to the audience, and tell us about the economic development that you have for the greater St. Louis area and how that works, sir. Thank you.
Well, first of all, it's good to be here with you, Lisa.
Yes.
And Cassandra. Good to be on the radio today to talk to people about what I feel the Lord is doing in this end time. First of all, we have found out in the church environment that God has expanded the measure of rule or the sphere of influence of churches to the degree that our regular streams of income are not enough to do all that God has given us to do. In addition to the fact that I pastor Faith Miracle Temple, I also oversee an international ministry called Higher Ground International Ministry. So we oversee churches in the Philippines, in South Africa. We started missions in Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia. We have churches all over the United States. As a matter of fact, I'm headed out to the Philippines this coming Saturday. I'll be there for a week. And those of you that have ever done anything with missions, you know that it takes a lot of money to do that. So in order to fund all of the things that the Lord is giving the church to do today, it takes multiple streams of income in order for that to happen. And one of the ways God is doing that is allowing people like myself who pastor churches and oversee ministries to engage their congregation in entrepreneurship. I have been preaching entrepreneurship for quite a number of years now because, as you mentioned earlier, Cassandra, my degree is in business administration, basically focusing on management. I got a minor in marketing. It's really interesting, Cassandra, how this works. Just really coming into the body of Christ as a kid right out of college, man, my mindset was, hey, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to go to Wall Street and do all of this kind of thing. But at that time, Cassandra, business was my God. I mean, I was going to, you know, do that, make a lot of money. And it wasn't until I gave that business mindset and that future and my vision for my life back to God that God really opened up the opportunity for me to engage back into business. So I've been preaching and teaching it at our church for quite a while. What we have basically at Faith Miracle Temple, we have the Higher Ground Business School. And the purpose of a Higher Ground Business School is a number of things. First of all, people that are already entrepreneurs, already involved in business, our design, our purpose is to educate them in terms of the things they can do to improve on the businesses they already are responsible for. I mean, we have basic seminars that we bring people in and have them teach basic business principles. So people that already have businesses can improve upon what they're doing in the business community. Not only is it an avenue for people to improve upon the businesses that they already are involved in, but it's also an incubator for folks that feel like they want to start businesses to learn how to do all of the things that's necessary to start a business from the ground floor at the grassroots level. You know, it's very difficult sometimes for people that really don't know business to get started. So we bring people in and teach them things like how to put a business plan together, how to find funding, and how to market, and all those kinds of things, because it's so very, very important for people to understand that the basic way that we make our money here in America is failing us. People are losing jobs all across America. And it's very important for people to know that God is your source. And one of the ways that God is your source is he's allowing powerful, anointed people to be entrepreneurs and start their own businesses and fund the kingdom of God. So basically, Cassandra, that's kind of what we do at Faith Miracle Temple, and it has been a phenomenal success. We have a number of entrepreneurs at our church, and that number is increasing and growing all the time.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Bishop, what you're doing is right in line with what the president is initiating. He is really doing a big push for people to become entrepreneurs. So you're absolutely on the cutting edge. I applaud you. Have you guys decided the date for your next entrepreneurial event? I know I can't think of the lady's name that headed it up, but she said they planned to do another one next year because they wanted to find out, you know, like how many had actually started their business and what the next level was. So we are definitely going to have you and maybe have her come back on again when you're ready to do that that next workshop. We applaud you, sir, for what you're doing. But we will definitely be looking for that date for that next entrepreneurial event. I believe, was it back in the summer? I think that's when you had
it.
Yes,
it was in the summer. It was in the summer.
Yeah.
And the lady that was responsible for all of that, her name is Lima Neal. And she's a big part of our business school. And, you know, there's so many dates, Cassandra. When just about the time that we're ready to do that event again, we'll come back on and let everybody know what's taking place. Because as you mentioned earlier, the event is totally free. You know, there's money out there to help you do things like that. Because, again, as you mentioned earlier, the president has mandated, you know, that people like us, you know, get involved in entrepreneurship. So we're looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. And I know Coach Lalisa, she does events, conferences, workshops in the community that deal with entrepreneurship. And so she absolutely pushes for that to come forth. So we're so excited about what God is doing. And I want to add this for you folks that have started a business and it didn't go forth. Listen, just get back up again. Get back in line. I have done that, so don't feel like you're the only one. And I know I'm a woman of prayer and fasting, and Bishop has started a business, and it just didn't go to fruition. And it really made me sad because I really thought, you know, this is what God wanted me to do, to be self-sufficient so I wouldn't have to go back into the workplace. And I did end up going back into the workplace. But you know what? Now that I'm on this program with Coach Lalisa, I am seeing the fruits, I'm gaining greater understanding because God wanted me to be able to come on and tell people if it didn't work, get back up again because, you know, God has moved me in a different direction. I'm on radio getting ready to do some other public speaking types of activities on a greater platform than I could have imagined. So things happen for a reason. There's purpose in our pain, folks, purpose in everything that you do. Just because it didn't work out the way you thought it would, you know, don't be mad at God. Don't be mad at whoever. Just know that God is always up to something, always up to another beginning. Can you speak to that, Bishop, for those folks who maybe have tried or those folks that have been afraid to try? What would you tell them? You have a scripture for them or a word of encouragement, sir?
Well, yeah. One thing is this, you know, you never fully fail. I tell people that all the time. As long as you're engaged in the process, you're being successful. You know, our faith should help us understand that everything that we do in the kingdom of God has a process involved in it. And we talk about it all the time that Thomas Edison had roughly 1,000 experiments before he really found out how to produce the light bulb. Now, all of those 999 things that he did that didn't work were not failures. He found out things that didn't work. And then finally he got to the point where he really discovered what it really takes to make a light bulb work for us. So those of you that are out there in the audience that have had, quote, setbacks and things haven't worked out for you, hey, don't worry about that. All of us have did it. As long as you're engaged in the process, you're being successful. The Bible says this, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
All right.
So as long as you're engaged in the process and your faith is strong, man, you have the victory. And if you stay diligent, the Bible says this, the hand of the diligent shall rule. So as long as you're engaged in the process, you're pressing forward, eventually you'll get to the point where you will see manifestation. And that's one thing that a lot of people really don't understand. You know, a lot of times, you know, we engage in starting businesses and things like that, and we feel that everything is going to come into fruition overnight. for the most part, nothing can be further away from the truth. The Bible says it's first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. That what that's teaching us is God works through the system, a process. You know, you plant a seed,
yes,
you have time
yes.
to wait, and then you get the harvest. So, you know, you can't get frustrated, bent all out of shape, and feel like you want to quit when things don't happen, you know, as quickly as you want. As a matter of fact, the process is very important because it teaches you a lot of things that it's going to take to be successful. Think about this, Cassandra. If the Lord would allow all of us that are involved in the business process to experience tremendous success overnight, where would we learn patience? Where would be our faith?
All right.
Because all of those things are necessary to take your business to the next level. I mean, you have to have that bulldog determination that no matter what takes place, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that you can do all things, the Bible says, through Christ that strengtheneth us. And your faith has got to be rock solid. This is what I suggest people do, Cassandra. I suggest that everybody that wants to start a business, those of you that are already involved in a business, you surround yourselves with successful people. And when they tell you their stories, you will see, man, most of these things that take place don't happen overnight. It is a process, and sometimes that process is tedious, sometimes it's long. As a matter of fact, I'm involved in a number of businesses. One of the businesses that I'm involved in, we have been working toward bringing that business into full fruition for roughly about 5 years now. We're at the point now, Cassandra, where all we're waiting for is funding for it. I'm connected with a lady named Cindy McNeil. She started a baked beans company. She has the best baked beans in the world. And we're going to put that product out there and you know, allow the public to find out how wonderful that product is. But it's been a process. And just because we
yeah.
haven't saw that, you know, become a household name doesn't mean that God's not going to do it. Think about this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was prophesied in the book of Genesis. He didn't come to planet Earth till 4,000 years later. Process. Think about it. I'm sure some people thought that the Lord would never come to planet Earth, but that's just the way God works. The Bible tells us this, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Watch what the word says. But ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And I love this next scripture. And yet a little while, he that shall come will come, and it will not tarry. So I want to encourage everybody out there that's listening on the radio. Man, I know the process has been, you know, long, and I know sometimes there seems like there were a lot of setbacks, and it seemed like things are never really going to happen for you. But if you stay diligent, you hold on to your faith, eventually God is going to allow that business that you have been working on for so long, he's going to allow that to come into fruition, and then you'll be able to say like everybody else does, hitherto have the Lord helped us. So I'm really excited about it, Cassandra, because the only way we're going to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're going to have entrepreneurs that understand their place in the kingdom. You see, in the Old Testament, there were basically three people who were anointed: priests, prophets, and kings. You know, priests, prophets, and kings. The priests basically represented the spiritual aspect of the kingdom of God. You had the prophet, which spoke to the future of God's people. But then you had kings. Kings were responsible for the natural affairs of the people of God. So we still have those three anointed people in the kingdom today. There are a lot of you that are listening this morning. You're kings. You conquer. You rule. Your responsibility is to go out into the marketplace, take charge over the finances that are in the marketplace, bring them back to the priest in order for us to carry out the will of God in the earth realm. And that's exactly what God has given us to do. So I highly encourage, if there are any pastors that are out there, man, you need to enlarge your territories and start teaching your people to become entrepreneurs, to become business owners, because not only will it bless the body of Christ, it will bless your church tremendously. And I highly recommend also for churches that are out there, those of you that are pastors, I teach this in our international ministries. Every church ought to, you know, aspire to start businesses. You know, we're in the process right now. We've been going back and forth with the owner of one of the malls here in St. Louis. We eventually, as the Lord leads us and things come to fruition, we're going to own our own mall. So, you know, those are things that you have to do in order to advance the kingdom of God forcefully. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taking it by force. Don't think that the enemy is just going to just turn over businesses to you, but you're going to have to really fight to advance the kingdom of God. So, Cassandra, I'm very excited about it.
I can hear that excitement. Yes, I heard about that prophecy. I'm very familiar with that mall. My God. You know what? We need to be kings and priests. We need to step up to the plate and own. Ownership is so important. I would love to see the church or some Christian individual purchase that mall, which you will be doing, and I praise God. But I'd love to see more do that. And I actually met a pastor who actually was like in a strip mall area, purchased a building, a smaller building, ended up getting, they had a grocery store in that mall, ended up purchasing that years later. But I'm telling you, it's so awesome to go back to that city and see the expansion. You know, God is into multiplication. That's what's so awesome. You know, folks, I hear folks saying, well, I'm waiting on God. And, you know, I believe there is a season of waiting, but sometimes, you know, waiting doesn't mean you're idly sitting by. As I used to think, you know, I don't know what I thought was going to happen, or, you know, a thump on the head, or, you know, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. But if you have a vision, if you have a desire to do something, we can be taking steps toward it, because all we can do is plant the seed. And I even heard Tyler Perry say this. He had a video circulating around, and he said everyone's always asking him how he got started in with the place. And he said, I focused on one thing, on one area, and he said, and I kept pursuing it. And he said, and people didn't know who I was for years. And he said, I'm just like y'all. You know, I started with nothing. He said, I saved up my money, rented a theater, and he said, I believe he started in 92, I can't remember the year, but he had like, I think, 7 or 8 years. Wow. He was doing the play, and only the same 30 people kept showing up, and he thought, maybe I don't have the right marketing person, I don't have the right PR person, so he fired them, get a new one for the next year, and he said, what I came to realize, and that what I want to tell people, he said, all you can do is plant the sea. God is responsible for the sunlight. God is responsible for the rain. God is responsible for the increase. All we are responsible for is doing our part. He said, I was just as successful when I started doing what I did as I was when I was so-called discovered. He said, I was still every day doing the same thing. He said, people need to watch out. He said, today you're just for an example, we're not coming against anyone. He said, but today maybe you're a hairdresser. Next week you're a car insurance salesperson or any kind of salesperson. But he says, you keep changing. He said, and you won't stick with one thing. You won't give that seed a chance to take root. And, you know, now don't get me wrong, sometimes you do need to change, but maybe sometimes you're changing too quickly is what I'm trying to emphasize. But he said, when God gave the increase, he said, God did it. He said, and I say it in interviews all the time, but they don't put it in the paper or put it in the media because they want you to hear I guess they want you to feel like, you know, you just became so famous and successful just because, you know, you're so brilliant. He said, no, I give God all the glory. I give him the credit, and I thank God for him that he does that. But, you know, all we can do is our part. And it sounds like that's what happened with you. I mean, I read the story that you say your father started the church in the basement of his home. Now, that's a humble beginning.
Yes,
you know, some people would never want to start a church in the basement of their home. I'm going to let you speak to that. I mean, for him to do that, to have not be afraid of humble beginnings, not know you can't start out with like a big, beautiful property that you're at now. What is it, how many acres is that?
Well, we're sitting on 17 acres now, and I'm telling you, in the next few weeks, we're going to make a huge announcement because Faith Miracle Temple is getting ready to do an expansion that's going to be tremendous. I mean, it's going to be off the chain. You'll be hearing about it soon, but it's true. My father started our church in the basement of our home, and that's what I want to speak to all of those that are listening to this broadcast today. The Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings. Everything in the kingdom of God starts with a seed. And, you know, seeds are very small. But if you allow a seed to germinate, you water it, you allow sun to focus on it, the seed will produce, you know. And I think, Cassandra, you really spoke something that was very, very powerful, which really lies at the core of why people are not successful in the business world. Man, the Bible says this. Paul said this in the New Testament. He said, this one thing I do. That's very, very powerful. In the Old Testament, in the book of the Psalms, David said this, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. In other words, if you're going to be successful, you can't be a jack of all trades and the master of none. You got to find one thing and master it. I tell people this all the time. I do only one thing. I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. I'm a bishop. I don't do a lot of things. I know, if you want to know about a lot of stuff, man, that I don't really have any involvement with, don't ask me about that. But if you can talk to me about church, man, I can tell you some things about it. And everything that I do is connected with church. So one of the things that causes people not to be successful is they try to do too much. And then when they don't see immediate success in one thing, they jump to another. No, that's the wrong thing to do. You need to really go before the Lord and see what business the Lord wants you to be involved in, and then pursue that with all of your heart. Learn as much about it as you can. Connect with as many people as you can that are doing it, and you will be successful. Yes, we started our church in our basement. My father was a man of God, but he only had a third grade education. Came from Mississippi with $5 in his pocket, moved up here, did construction work, but the Lord saved him, and he started the church in our basement. Hey, and the church grew to be about maybe 120 people or so. And my father went home to be with the Lord, and another pastor took over the church, and the church didn't do so well. So after he pastored it for a minute, I took over the church roughly 24 years ago. And I took over the church with, think about this, Cassandra. We were in a broke-down storefront. We had $900 in the bank. We had 30 people, roughly 15 children, 15 adults. Now, you fast forward that, you know, now we are a church of roughly 1,500 people. We're sitting on 17 acres of land. We're a multi-million-dollar ministry. We broadcast all over the world, you know, through the Word Network. We just came off of Impact Network. We've done TV internationally, locally. We've done radio everywhere. I mean, it's just so much that we've done. We are an international ministry. We have churches in, again, as I mentioned earlier, we have churches in South Africa. We have churches in the Philippines. We started a ministry in St. Petersburg, Russia. We just started to oversee our first church, listen to this, Cassandra, in Dubai. You know, Dubai is in the Arab Eastern Emirates. So that has opened up Afghanistan and Yemen and all those places over there that we're going to minister. So all of that, Cassandra, started with a seed. With my father starting that church in the basement of our house, I'm sure he would have never envisioned that we would be all over the world. It's amazing. So what I'm trying to help everybody know is you cannot despise the days of small beginnings. Maybe all you have are business cards. Well, pass them out to as many people as you can. Maybe all you have is a product. Get as many people to sample your product as you can. Every chance you get to expose the world to your product, do that. Just to give you an example, Cassandra. This is very powerful. This is going to bless you and the people that are listening. About 3 years ago in 2011, the Lord prompted me to teach 52 lessons on tithing. And I thought, Cassandra, that was very, very difficult to do because, to be honest with you, I didn't know 52 specific scriptures on tithing. Most of us know Malachi 3, you know, bring all the tithe in the storehouse. You know, preachers already teach that. But I got started. And think about this. At the end of the year, Cassandra, I had taught 52 lessons on tithing. This is what happened. Really? After I taught those 52 lessons, all I did was I taught 5 to 7 minutes right before we received our morning's offerings on Sunday. And this is what happened after that, you know, year was over. Our tithing increased 54%. 64%, I'm sorry, 64%. We raised an additional $500,000. An additional $500,000 from that. Now watch this. After I taught those lessons, one of the members of our church said, "Bishop, those lessons are so phenomenal, you ought to put them in a book." So here's another chance for entrepreneurship. I did it, Cassandra. I put those 52 lessons in a book, and the name of the book is 52 Lessons on the Tithe. You can go on Amazon and buy it. You can Google 52lessonsonthetithe.com and purchase the book. Man, people, Cassandra, are buying that book all over the country. I had no idea it was going to do that. But this is what I want everybody to know. I just got started. You see, faith is action. Faith is getting started, and that's what a lot of people have a problem doing. They have, you know, visions in their mind. They have visions about starting businesses. I suggest the first thing you do is to write it down. You know, in the back of the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, that he that reads it may run. So run with it. So you got to get started. Think about it, Cassandra. If I had never taught that first lesson on the tithe, we wouldn't be selling that book. We've sold the book in... And the book now is in the U.K. It's in the U.K.
I believe it.
It's in the U.K. It's all over the United States. So what I'm trying to help people see is that you got to get started. You got to get started and watch what the Lord does for you. So I'm really excited about, you know, being on the show today, Cassandra, because we need anointed, honest entrepreneurs to help us fund the kingdom of God. I tell our congregation this: the system of mammon doesn't work. We're seeing, you know, we're seeing even capitalism. We're seeing it that it's not working. You know, people are losing jobs, businesses are closing, the whole nine yards. The reason it is because it's not founded on the Spirit of God. And you know how it is in the business community. I was in there for a long time. There's a lot of dishonesty out there. It's built on people telling lies and taking advantage of folks. God can't bless that. But what do you think would happen if people that are anointed, people that have integrity, would start businesses? God has to bless it. He's looking to bless it. But you got to get started. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible that deal with the concept of business. I love it. In Romans 12:11, the Bible tells us not to be slothful in business. It says being fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So you have those three things connected. You have business, the Spirit of God, and service. They're all connected. So I want to encourage everybody out there, it is the will of God for you to be involved in your own business. The Holy Spirit will help you. He will be the best business partner you have ever seen. I just want to share this with you, Cassandra. You remember when Hurricane Katrina hit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when Hurricane Katrina hit, it was in my heart because I saw all of those wonderful people, you know, having all of those problems there in New Orleans. It was in my heart, Cassandra, to help them some kind of way. So this is what I did. I just started praying about it. I talked to the Lord about it, and this is what the Lord did, Cassandra. He told me, this is what I want you to do. I want you to start selling T-shirts for the people in New Orleans. But I want you to design your own T-shirt. And on the front of the T-shirt, I want you to have these words, Conquering Katrina. But here's how I want you to do it. He said, instead of spelling conquering, C-O-N-Q-U-E-R-I-N-G, spell it K-O-N-Q-U-E-R-I-N-G, and Katrina, two Ks, and design a shirt this way. Well, we did that, Cassandra. We designed a shirt. We sold, Cassandra, so many of those T-shirts. We actually sent thousands of dollars to New Orleans just through the Lord giving us a very simple business in the prayer room. God speaks to his people. Those of you that want to start businesses, hey, you are connected to the King of Glory, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Then he will instruct you exactly what you need to do to be successful. I really want to just say that also, that, man, one of the ways that you're going to be successful, you got to stay before the Lord, listen to his voice, and as God directs you, you will find success over and over and over and over again. So we started, Cassandra, you know, with just those small amount of people, and now, man, we have so many people, I just can't hardly keep up with them.
I know. You go to the church on Sunday morning, during the week, it is packed out. You are literally bursting at the seams, and I know whatever you're doing, you've got to have something at least two or three times the size of what you have there, because it cannot be contained what God is doing in you. So I applaud you for being in the community, an example of what God will do. If you will do your part, if you will stay faithful, my God, I know you've got some other books out, Bishop. You want to mention any of those?
Well, I tell you what will be an easy way to see all that we have to offer. You can go to faithmiracletemple.org. That's our website. We have a bookstore there. Or you can go to the International Ministries website at hgim.us. That stands for Higher Ground International Ministries United States. So, you can go to faithmiracletemple.org, or you can go to hgim.us, or if you want to, you know, and I'm going to say this, man, you all that are pastors out there, those of you that have pastors, and you want to see additional funds in your church, hey, man, go to 52lessonsonthetithe.com. We have a website just for that, 52lessonsonthetithe.com, or you can go to Amazon, pick up the book. Pastor, listen to this, Cassandra. Pastors all over the country are calling me, telling me how phenomenal that book is blessing their congregation. To give you an example of it, you know, we teach our pastors, you know, that are in Higher Ground International Ministries in various sessions. We had a session about 2 weeks ago, and that was a young man that showed up. He wasn't a member of our organization, but he just decided to come. He bought the tithe book and started teaching it. Well, watch this. He had a member in his church that had never tithed in his life. And I want to say this, anybody that's going to be blessed by the Lord, you got to tithe. I mean, that's God's way.
Come on now.
Yeah, you got to tithe. You got to tithe. Pastors need to tithe. Members need to tithe, so on and so forth. So this brother had a member in his church, Cassandra, that had never tithed in his life. But guess what? He was unemployed. Guess why he was unemployed?
Wow.
He wasn't tithing. So the pastor started teaching the lessons. The brother received faith to start tithing. I guess he was tithing from his unemployment or whatever. He started tithing. The first week, Cassandra, he started tithing. Guess what happened? He got a job.
What?
He got a job. He got a job. So my point
God.
Is, man, that book is very powerful, but it started with me just teaching the first lesson. You know, again, you cannot despise the days of small things. So you can go to faithmiracletemple.org or hgim.us, and you can see all that we have to offer. Man, it's just an exciting time, Cassandra. I'm telling you, the Lord is doing so much. This is the truth, Cassandra. I can't hardly sleep. I mean, I don't get a lot of sleep. You know, like we called in today at 6 o'clock. Man, my day starts every morning at 4 o'clock a.m. I'm up every morning talking to God, seeking the Lord. The Lord gives me things to do, things to start. I mean, it's really amazing. I suggest this. If any of you guys really want to do a lot for the Lord, get up early in the morning, because that's when God loves to speak to his people. Before, you know, the cell phone starts ringing, your iPhone starts ringing, people start texting you or Facebooking you, all that stuff. Get up early in the morning and ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? What can I do to support your kingdom? And God will give you so much to do. you will have to back off of that request. And that's how, that's basically how I do it, Cassandra. I ask God what to do. He tells me what to do, and I do it. And, man, it's just amazing what God has done. I would have never thought, Cassandra, that we would be in all of those nations. I had never envisioned it. It was just being available. The Lord is looking for people that are available that he can use. I started out, Cassandra, you're talking about not despising the days of small things. I started out as the janitor in our church. I had a college degree. I was a janitor. I hadn't found a job yet. I was a janitor, but I loved my job. I did it with all of my heart. And you know what the Bible says, Cassandra? It says if you are faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many things.
Yes.
I believe the Lord used my diligence in cleaning that church to put me in a position where I have churches all over the world. It's amazing. So I just want to encourage everybody, whatever your hands are doing for the kingdom of God, do it with all your heart, do it with all your might, and the Lord will bless you for it, especially in the area of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. My God, my God. You know what, Bishop, when you said that about, you know, cleaning the bathroom, my grandfather, I come from a line of preachers. My grandfather was a preacher and held several different titles, but I tell people I started as an excellent porcelain cleaner. People say porcelain cleaner, yeah. Cleaning the toilets. I've been in great training for ministry.
It was preparation. God looks at the heart. If your heart is in the things of God, you know, and when you're doing small things, your heart will be basically into the things of God when you're doing great things. A lot of people want to, you know, own a Fortune 500 company, but what are you doing with the small things that God has given you right now? I mean, it's a process. You got to start with the seed, and the seed grows and germinates into something very, 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 very powerful. So, again, I want to encourage everybody out there. You started your business. Maybe you haven't started your business. Stay diligent. Don't give up on it. Allow your faith to sustain you through the difficult times. While you're in that waiting period for things to manifest, learn everything you can know about the business, because there's going to come a time when you get the opportunity to grow and to become what God has designed you to be. I tell people this all the time, Cassandra, that destiny is where preparation and opportunity collide. So you'll get the opportunity, but you got to be prepared. And that's what is taking place in the lives of many people while they seem like they're really not doing a whole lot. That's the time of preparation. But while you're preparing, eventually you're going to have the opportunity. But when the opportunity comes, if you're not prepared, you're going to squander the opportunity. So you've got to be preparing yourself. Read as many books as you can. Go to as many seminars as you can. Listen to as many tapes as you can. Watch as many videos as you can. And you will see when the opportunity comes, you will be prepared to step in the door and say, hello, world. Here I am. I'm ready to rock and roll with it.
All right. I'm telling you, God is up to something. And if we will be faithful to do our part, you know, God doesn't despise small beginnings. He just keeps, I find that just the more I take a step, God is with me in those steps, and I'm amazed because I reach out, I'll pick up the phone, I'll ask someone to help me, I'll say I need a mentor, and people are more than glad. Now, you get a few quirky people, but listen, every no gets you that much closer to a yes. Don't get hung up on the no. Don't get hung up on they rejected you. Man's rejection is God's protection. Many times God is protecting you, and I've seen that happen so many times, and, you know, especially when I was younger, I'd get so easily offended, Neil. They won't talk to me. They won't blah, blah, blah. And now that I look back, I'm like, whoo, thank you, Jesus.
Right, yeah.
Thank you for rejecting me. Thank you that you overlooked me, because, see, God was getting me closer to the prime time people he wanted me to be connected with, you know, because now that I look back, you know, I see that they really didn't have what I thought they had anyway. But if you will get up and walk If you that whatever you're pregnant with, we're pregnant with purpose, we're pregnant with potential, pregnant with possibilities. God wants you to give birth to something great, and he doesn't want you to despise that small thing. And whoever you're associated with, you know, I tell folks, get with the kind of folks that whatever you're giving birth to, it'll help that potential. You'll be able to feed that baby, you know, good food, the food that it needs to be nourished on. Your baby, your purpose, your promise is like a birthing process. I have felt the birthing process. And in the baby growing, you know, watch what you're feeding it. So don't hang out with negative people. Don't hang out with people saying, well, who do you think you are that you can do that? You know, I just think I'm a child of God. I just believe the word. That's what I think. That's what I'm going on, you know. That's what I tell people. And anybody, I just was listening to Les Brown yesterday. He said, after I can determine after 3 or 4 minutes that all you want to talk is negative talk, he said, I'm giving you the click. He said, I don't mean any harm. He said, related, not related. If that's all you want to do is if somebody does you wrong, son, he said, I just can't let that into my spirit because it affects our psyche. He said it takes 17 positive statements to overcome the negative thing. So he said, what you do is don't water that seed. You can water a seed by listening. Now, I know there's sometimes you need to listen to some things, but if you can determine a person, all they want to do is talk about what somebody did them wrong, it comes to a place where you have to help them get a clue. You have to help yourself not be fed all that negative stuff. You know, when you tell me your problem and I start speaking the word and, you know, and you just don't want to hear it, I love you, but I got to go because I know what God has called me to, and I have to watch what I let in my ear gate, watch what I let. People, he said, I would recommend people don't even watch TV, and if you do, let it be very select. He said, I'm too busy living out loud to worry about a bunch of mess, about a bunch of junk. And sometimes, even in the body of Christ, I see people are junk carriers. You know, watch what you listen to. And some people want to say, well, I'm trying to be practical. Well, some of that practicality, what you're calling practical, isn't practical at all. It's just dumb stuff. I don't want to be connected with dumb stuff. I want the wisdom of God. I'm trying to do what God has called me to do for real, out loud. So, you know, Bishop, I thank you for the message that you are telling people about and helping us to, you know, do more and be more and think outside the box because that's what it's all about. And I know Coach Lalise has been waiting to get on and I've been kind of talking, but I have enjoyed you so much, man of God. And what do you do when you're around people that are negative all the time? Can you give the folks some clues?
I try not to be around negative people. Here's the reason the Bible says this in the book of Proverbs. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The word keep in that text has to deal with to watch it like a watchman or like a guard. So you have to really guard your heart because what goes into your heart is a result of what happens in your life. That's what comes out of your. That's what comes out as an overflow of your life. Whatever's in your heart is what's going to manifest. So you can't allow negativity and all of that kind of stuff. Cassandra, I can say this. I have cut off so many people, preachers included, because they were so negative. I've had friends I've had to cut off because when you're trying to do great things for God, you don't need anybody telling you how hard it is. You don't need anybody telling you that you're not going to do it. You don't need anybody telling you all kind of negative things, reasons why you're not going to be successful. You need people that will speak to your faith, that will encourage you and tell you the things you can do for God. So I really encourage all of you out there to cut all the negative people away. And let me tell you something about negative people. People are so negative, Cassandra, especially, you know, nitpicking things because they don't have great dreams. There's a guy that I quote often when I deal with leadership and vision. There's a guy named Peter Senge. And Peter Senge said that this is very, very powerful. He said, in the absence of great dreams, pettiness prevails.
Ooh-wee.
In the absence of great dreams, pettiness prevails. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt said this. She said, there are some people that they talk about people. Small minds talk about people. Average minds talk about events. Great minds talk about tremendous possibilities. So you got to know the kind of people that you're hanging around. Great people talk about ideals and principles, things that's going to take you from where you are to the next place where you need to be. So you need to surround yourself with people, really, that discuss ideals like we're discussing now. We're not discussing people so much. We're talking about ideas that's going to take you to your next place in God. So you need to surround yourself with those kind of people. Let me say this also, Cassandra. I don't know how much time we have left. Everybody needs to have a mentor. Everybody.
Come on now.
Everybody. Yes, because what a mentor does, and the mentor that you choose should be basically doing what you're trying to do. Because what a mentor does, they help you somewhat circumvent the learning curve. Because, hey, man, you know, obviously God is going to give us all things to do, and there's nothing new under the sun. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. God, somebody's already doing what you want to do. So what a mentor does, or a coach, what they do, they help you circumvent the long learning curve. You're going to have a learning curve, but the lengthy learning curve. So find somebody that will mentor you, that will coach you, that will tell you when you're wrong. Come on, not a friend. They'll tell you when you're wrong. They'll tell you the adjustments that you need to make in order to be successful. So, man, get away from all the negative people because they don't have a life. Really, they don't have a life. You know, you need to find folks that are very positive, that are doing great things in the kingdom of God.
Praise God, praise God. Well, Coach Elise is going to come in, and she is going to possibly have a question or two for you also. And we are so glad that you're on. We're going to be wrapping up shortly, but she's going to have something for you also. Hey, Coach, I know you've been kind of quiet. We thank you for God. I know that's so much.
I have not been quiet. I have not been quiet at all. I have been reposting every comment on Facebook. You haven't heard me, but I've been loud on Facebook posting almost, Bishop, I've been posting almost every other sentence I can get my little fingers to type. And God bless you, man of God.
Yes. Yeah, Coach Elise, I forgot to tell Bishop about the Christian Social Network, man of God. You got to connect with that. There's a Facebook for Christians. Got to hook you up with David Knight, who is the president of the Christian Social Network. It's an awesome network.
For sure. Put me on Facebook and send me the link. I'll look forward to it.
Sure. Go ahead, Coach Elise. Thank you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just been a powerful morning. Wow. I tell you, Bishop, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't type fast enough, but I was doing my best, and I just love so many of the comments that you stated, so many of the topics that you brought up. Each and every one of them could be its own radio show, its own book, and its own conference probably. A week-long Bible study, if you will. They were very, very powerful. I'm really in awe, and I don't have a whole lot to say other than you can keep talking. And, Remy, you have so, I mean, I've been enjoying, I've gone to your website, so I've been on there, faithmiracletemple.org. I've posted a picture or two I found on there, and I just love what I see. I didn't get a chance to go to the other page that you mentioned, the higher ground.
International Ministries.
There you go, Higher Ground International Ministries.
HGIM.US.
Okay, .US. Okay, I'm going to get that. Okay, yeah, HGIM.US. I'll go to that. And then also, you know, you talked about, I love it. Beautiful page. Wow. You got to go. If you're online, go to HGIM.US. beautiful. I saw you have an awesome conference coming up.
Oh, it's going to be off the chain, man. I mean, that conference is, man, we're going to have people, you know, that come in and do business things there, and it's just a really powerful, powerful conference. I can say this, Lisa, that one of the things I think that really is missing in terms of people wanting to be successful is zeal. One of the scriptures that I love is in Isaiah 9:6. Yeah, most of us, you know, we quote, 9:7. They quote Isaiah 9:6. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and thou shalt call his name Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's 6:9, Isaiah 6:9. But Isaiah 9:7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever." Here's the key to it. The Bible says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. What I tell people, man, if you're not excited about what you're doing, you need to get excited.
Lord.
You need to have some zeal. You need to have some thrust inside of you, because the zeal is what sustains you over the long haul. It's the zeal that keeps you moving when it seems like there's no reason to keep moving. It's the zeal that keeps you motivated when there's no reason seemingly to be motivated. When everybody else is telling you to quit, if you got zeal inside of you, you can keep going on. So I want to encourage everybody out there to find a business that you love. My business is church.
Well,
I love it. I eat, drink, and sleep it. But what that does is connected me with other businesses. Our church has a number of businesses. Obviously, we have a bookstore. We have a daycare. We have a high-ground business school. We're in the process of purchasing this mall. Man, we do stuff all over the Internet. We're selling books, you know, this Tide book that I just wrote. And then a lot of people in our church are connected. I don't know if you guys know anything about Shopping Sherlock, but we have a lot of people that are connected with that business. And we have a ministry in the church that basically ministers to people that have online businesses. I mean, that's an easy way to make money. So what I was trying to say, Lisa, is this. You got to be motivated.
My Lord.
You
got
to be motivated. You can't say, you know, if the Lord do it, fine. If he don't, fine. Mm-mm. You
got to
say, man, this is going to happen. There's nothing going to stop me. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care whatever I have to do. Man, what's inside of me has to come out. It's got to come to pass. That's the mindset you got to have. You cannot take no for an answer. You got to be like Jacob was when he wrestled with the angel all night. The angel said, "Jacob, let me go." He said, "I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." And
you're
that's
blessed.
What you got to be. If my hip has to be thrown out of joint, that's all right, as long as I get what I'm looking for. And I want to encourage everybody out there, find something that you love to do, that you would do for free. I preached many years, Lisa, free. I wasn't getting paid. I had a regular job. I wasn't getting paid. But I did it with the same zeal that I'm doing it now. So
come on now.
To find something you love.
Good. Bishop, you know, you're right down my alley. You on my street. You out in my front yard. I'm telling you. I loved one of my favorite sayings is that do what you love and the money will come for those people who
I hope you don't mind me stealing that from you.
You can have it. I didn't stole. I'm getting this. Wow. I didn't got and I've seen you on the Word Network. I've heard you many times, and I never thought in my wildest dream that I'd be talking to you face-to-face here on the Internet in our virtual radio studio. So God bless you, man of God, who daunted not robbery to stop by our, you know, virtual studio to be with us here on the AAE show. I mean, I've seen you on the Word Network. I've seen your ministry. I'm sure others have also seen you. You could have easily said, you know, I'm way too busy for this. Who are these people? I don't know them. They don't have a big national name. But it just goes to show everything you're saying is being demonstrated in what we're doing. You know, when you said keep going. Don't give up when you start things. Despise not small beginnings. I mean, I wonder sometimes were you listening in on my phone conversation that I was having on Saturday with a woman who I also minister with, my younger sister, on Sunday afternoons at 6. We minister together on the same radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm like, wow. So that I'm really sitting here in great awe that I'm wondering how many people now are ready to pack up and move to, you're in St. Louis, correct?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's so much that it's so many possibilities out here. God is looking for people to use because the kingdom is in tremendous need of people who are entrepreneurs that can bring money into the kingdom, because we got a world out here that's hungry for Jesus, and man, there's so many opportunities that we have, but we just don't have the money for. So God is looking for people like you, Lisa. That will get out there and allow the Lord to use them to bring finances into God's kingdom. So I just want to encourage everybody, hey,
thank
man,
you,
get
Jesus.
Out there and let the Lord use you to advance
Lord.
His kingdom forcefully.
Whew. Oh, you talked about that zeal. Oh, my God, you were so hitting my spirit with that, because I just needed this today, and I know others who are listening needed this today. And I know we were expecting something last week, but I know we needed it today. When you talked about when you started out with that, mastering that one thing. And I know that is true. And when you talked about all the scriptures that speak to entrepreneurship, when you talked about the tithing, you were hitting so many points with that. I mean, I gave a testimony in my church 2 Sundays ago, and I said something so similar about that tithing. Even when you don't have, you got to tithe from your lack.
Exactly.
If you got to find some pennies around your house and make that your tithe, I'm just, oh.
Let me give you a testimony, Cassandra. There's a pastor that's in our organization. I gave him one of the tithe books. He started teaching the lessons. He taught it. Let me tell you what happened. He has a lady that goes to his church, and her rich boss said, I want to make you a millionaire before you're old. He gave her, Cassandra, $1 million.
Jesus.
True story, Cassandra. He took photographs of it with his cell phone and showed me her tithe check. He showed me one check that he took a photo of. It was $90,000. He took another photo. It was a tithe, the rest of the tithe, and an offering. It was a $60,000 check. But this is what she also did. They were about to pay the church off. They needed another $100,000. She said, Pastor, can I pay the rest of the church off? He said, by all means. She paid the church off. Now, I asked him, I said, Bishop, did that have anything to do, this lady getting this $1 million, with her tithing? He said, Bishop, it had everything to do with it. Because what tithing does, it connects you to the Abrahamic blessing. The blessing that was on Abraham, where he was blessed coming in, going out, laying down, rising up, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. All of those things, you know, anybody that curses him will be cursed. Anybody that blesses him will be blessed. The tithe connects you with the Abrahamic blessing. It's the blessing of Abraham. It's the blessing that you see in Proverbs 10:22, where the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. And that blessing is connected to you through your tithe. You'll find it in Genesis 14, where Melchizedek prayed for Abraham and released that blessing on him. And right after that, you saw Abraham tithe to him. So every business owner, you need to tithe. You need to tithe, because that is what is going to cause your business, your life to flourish. So I encourage everybody, man, that are out there that want to be business owner, find a good church, a Bible-believing church, get in it and tithe, and watch what the Lord does for your life. I have a number of business owners in Faith Miracle Temple. It's a whole lot of them, and all of them tithe. They tithe.
Well, but we got a caller, and I have an important question for. So I hope you got a couple more minutes, but
sure.
I want to open up the phone line because it looks like this person's been waiting. Area code 404. You are live and on the air with the awesome, dynamic Bishop Larry Baylor, God bless him, and Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Good morning, Bishop Baylor. This is David Knight, the founder of the Christian Social Network. I want to say that I am on fire this morning because of your message and because of your prophecy. It is very dynamic and it's awesome. You have spoken what me and one of my new collaboration business partners spoke about. His name is Dr. Charles Jackson out of Atlanta, and we've been talking about creating empowerment opportunities for our churches. I'm going to give you one interesting fact to chew on and tell me what you think. Facebook grossed $60 billion. What would that do for the kingdom if that was recirculating in our churches and in our community? I would love to one day tithe 90% and give and live off of 10%. Praise God for you, Bishop. The message is awesome. I would love to connect with you because we have some things that we can do to save our churches and empower our community and people of God. Praise God for you, Bishop.
Thank you, sir. I look forward to it. And I've said that often, you know, people like the guy that started Facebook, man, think about it. If he was a part of the kingdom of God, he would be very, 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 very instrumental in helping us reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I tell people this all the time, man of God, that we have the Creator living inside of us. God hasn't stopped creating. If we would just go before God, and I wanted to mention this, Lisa, I wanted to mention this. One of the keys for anybody that's going to be successful in the area of entrepreneurship or any other area, you got to spend time with God. You got to do it. A lot of folks don't know this. You know, we talk about John Washington Carver and all the stuff that he did, George Washington Carver, all the things that he did. He attributed his success and all of the patents that he created, all of these people coming from all over the world to this humble man, he attributed all of it to the Creator is telling me what to do. So there are Mark Zuckerlinks out there, the guy that started Facebook. There are believers that have that same potential, but all they need to do is go before the Lord and find out, you know, what God's plan is for their life. The story of Joseph is a clear indication of it. God showed him what he was going to do long before it happened. So I just want to encourage everybody out there, get in your prayer room and spend a lot of time. I just want to say this. Every morning I rise at 4 a.m., and most days I don't leave the prayer room till 10. The people at our church, they'll tell you, do not call Bishop Baylor to after 10 o'clock because I'm not going to talk
my
to
Lord.
You. I believe my time talking to God is more important than me talking to you. You know,
Lord.
If you have a real bad situation, I'll talk to you. But other than that, I'm in my prayer room right now. I'm sitting in my prayer room talking to you guys.
Lord.
So you got to spend time. You got to spend time with God where He reveals His secrets to you. He doesn't. God will share with you what's on His heart and allow you to fulfill the purposes of His heart. Because really, what God really does is this. A lot of people don't. They quote this scripture wrong. If you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Basically, what that really means is this. When you delight yourself in the Lord in prayer, seeking God, God will put His desire in your heart. So the desire that's in your heart will have come from God, and He's going to fulfill it every time. That comes through spending time with God. You'll see anybody in the scriptures that has ever been successful in entrepreneurship or anything else, they spent time with God. And think about it. There is no plan that God will give you that would ever fail.
My
Lord. In the book of Jeremiah, the Bible says, God said, I know the plans. The King James uses the word thoughts. I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. So God has plans for everybody, but we got to find out what those plans are.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Well, I am just, this has been such a delightful morning, and I thank God for you, Bishop, and I really appreciate you, especially in light of the fact that you took time out of your normal routine to spend time with the people, with the men and women who come to this broadcast faithfully Monday through Friday, and has summoned them here, and they have come under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We've had a lot. It's what started out. It seemed to have started out as a radio show to empower and motivate people has turned in over the last 2 months really into a worship show service ministry, entrepreneurial. And you, my brother, has really sealed the deal. I mean, we've had prophets come on and we've prophesied, preached, cried. We even had the seven last words.
Wow.
Friday.
I want to take my hat off to you, man. What you're doing is phenomenal. And I will. I'm gonna. I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna put your broadcast on our prayer list. We have in High Ground International. We have 100 intercessors, and all they do is pray for needs that we give them,
Lord,
and things like that. I'm gonna put you on there and let them, be praying for you, because what the Lord has birthed out of your spirit is so needed in the kingdom of God. So, woman of God, man, I just say, man, God bless you. I just see great things in store for you in the future. I see this broadcast, man, going to many, 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 many more people. I see pastors like myself connecting with you, man, as they endeavor to involve their congregations in the entrepreneurial ministry. So, man, I will be praying for you, and I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing through you, woman of God. Man, you are phenomenal.
Thank you. God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Ooh, listen, if you can
every
go ahead
business
and say a
owner.
Prayer. Yes. Ooh.
Every business
Praise
owner
God.
That's on this line, everyone that is on this line right now, every entrepreneur, every gifted, talented man and woman of God, you have heard. You have heard the Holy Spirit speak through Bishop Baylor. He has said that, you've heard just like I've heard. If you got on late, you need to listen to the archives. He is speaking right to you. The Holy Spirit is downloading from heaven through him. He is in his prayer closet. He's told you how many hours he's spent there. You've seen him on the Word Network. I've seen him on the Word Network. He's been on Impact TV and other places. Maybe you've been to his church. Maybe you are a member of his church. Maybe you are following the AAE show, Coach Cassandra, or what we're doing. But whatever you're doing, you're on the line. This word is for you. God has spoken, and all we got to do is say yes. We don't have to have no more fear, no more shrinking back, no more letting the enemy tell us that we're not good enough, that we can't do it, that we don't have enough. We need to be bold, and we need to be courageous, and we need to, like Bishop said, we need to tighten up on our prayer life, on our study life, on our life of talking to the Lord and asking God. I love, Bishop, how you said you get up at 4 a.m. and you sit there and you say to God, what do you want me to do? He has the plan already. We don't have to come up with a plan. We just got to follow the plan.
There's no doubt about it. And what's really interesting about that, Lisa, the reason I've studied prayer, that's one of the main things that I teach on. A lot of folks don't know this. Witches and warlocks and vampires and evil people, they get up early in the morning and they curse God's people. They curse our churches. They curse our businesses. They curse, they curse the things that the church is doing for the kingdom of God. So I know this. It's warfare. I refuse to allow evil people to get up and beat me to the punch. So I get
My
up
God.
Every morning, and I bless every member in our church. I bless every entrepreneur. I have specific businesses, and I'm going to add you to that list. I have specific businesses that I pray for every single day. I pray for them every day. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I prophesy over them. I speak the Abrahamic blessing over them, because this is warfare. We got to know that the devil doesn't want to see any business, any church, any entrepreneur successful. So we have to engage in warfare in order to see the things of God come to pass. You see it all through the scriptures. Study the life of Joseph. You will see how the devil tried to stop him with Potiphar's wife, tried to stop him while he was in the prison. But because Joseph was connected to God, he prevailed. And that's what prayer does. It helps us prevail even in the business community. You shouldn't be ashamed to pray in your business.
My
you shouldn't
God.
Be ashamed to pray in it, because it's gonna produce the things of God in that particular place of business. So I'm just excited about it again, Lisa, and I just look forward to seeing greater things coming out of your ministry, because, man, you're doing a phenomenal thing, and I will continue to bombard heaven for the success of what God has given you to do.
Well, Bishop, I love you. We love you. Coach Cassandra, we absolutely love
My God.
You.
Yes.
God, we thank you so much for inviting Bishop Baylor. You have opened so many key pieces on today. This day will never be the same. We will never be the same again. Every business owner, wannabe business owner, every employee, every person that is supporting a ministry or a church, we will never be the same. We're changed today. We've gone higher today. We've gone higher. We've gone deeper. And, Bishop, we thank you for that. We thank the God in you for that. We thank you for that. We
Anything
thank
I can do in the future, just give me
Bishop,
a call. Y'all know where to get me.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. To each and every one of you who are on this, you've heard the instructions. We have no excuse. We can pray in our businesses, over our businesses. We have the man of God praying for our businesses, for our success. We're not going to do, it's not, you know, radio show as usual. This is truly a radio marketing entrepreneurial ministry birthed, officially birthed today. You know how your water can break on one day.
Yes, Lord.
But the baby comes forth on another, at another period. This is the official, and I know Brother Andre Du Bois, you know, spoke about it when we had him on as a guest. He said, Lalisa, and he told me this in a private conversation before he got on the air. He said, I see this radio broadcast going in the way of ministry with business owners. And then God just began to bring other things. Prophets have come on. Pastor Tina, Apostle Tina, and others have come on. You know, Pastor, you know, Janet, and many others. Chaplain Denise, you know, David Knight, many others, who's the head of the Christian Social Network. He even sent us our own Christian Facebook, mycsn.org. I mean, so many things God has done that has lined up. For the birthday, it's just like with a baby, you know, people gather around. People help you out during those 9 months, and then there's a delivery. So we're birthed today. It's official, and I'm moving forward with it. And I know Coach Cassandra is too.
Yes.
I mean, she's a big part of this.
My God. Yes.
We can't go back. We can't go back the way we were. It's, the baby's here now. It's just
Thank
like when
God.
A woman has,
Hallelujah. Yes.
You can't go back to being a single woman again. You can't go back to being a woman without child. You have a baby now. Your life's changing. So now we have this new way to go. And so, man of God, you did it. You have something else.
And well, we are all connected. We're interconnected.
Yes.
And I'm just really looking forward to seeing what the Lord will do. If you guys ever need my assistance in anything, you guys know where to get
me. God.
But you know this, every day I'll be praying for you that the Lord will utilize the platform that he's given you in order to reach God's people and equip them to do the things. And you're going to see God's going to bring other people to you to help you
Thank
do what you needed to, you need to do, because you've been praying about it, but God has a time that he's going to send the right people at the right time to help
you
fulfill the vision that he's given you. And I'm going to say this to you, Lisa. A lot of the things that the Lord is going to do with you, you haven't even envisioned yet. Because, this is how God works. God doesn't share the complete package with you from the beginning. Because if he did, you wouldn't believe it. If the Lord had told me that we would be all over the world when I first got saved, I wouldn't have believed it because it was too phenomenal. But the Lord has a plan. He has a plan. It's not our plan. The plans are God's plans. And you're going to see the Lord is going to take you further than you ever thought you were going to go. You're going to reach more people than you ever thought you were going to reach.
Thank you,
you're going to go places, more places than you ever thought. As a matter of fact, I see this ministry morphing into other areas. And all you have to do is stay diligent and stay before the Lord and keep that humble spirit that you have. You're going to see the Lord do some things. Let me say this to you. It's not going to take long. It's not going to take long because the Lord is doing a quick work, because Jesus is soon to come back, and he's doing a quick work because the church has to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and then go home to be with the Lord. So I just see great things for you, Lisa, and I'll be praying for you and just applauding and celebrating you as the Lord bring those things to pass.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I am so honored.
And I feel his presence as I speak those things over your life. I feel the presence of God. And I just decree and declare that this ministry, this radio ministry, this broadcast, it is a total recipient of the blessing of Abraham. I decree and declare that the blessing of Abraham that maketh rich according to Proverbs 10:22 overtakes this ministry. I decree and declare that they are blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed laying down, blessed rising up, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I decree and declare that their storehouses are blessed. I decree and declare that they are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I just sense there's a reversal. I feel that there's a turning, and that this ministry is going to go to the next level, high ground, if you will. God, your anointing has been placed upon this ministry and this radio broadcast, and I just pray that, God, acceleration and increase and overflow and abundance will come into this ministry right now in the name of Jesus, that people will supernaturally log on to their website and start listening to the broadcast and be blessed by it. Lord, I thank you for it. Not only that you're going to provide all the finances that they need in order to reach the people of God everywhere. I pray, God, that you would send able-bodied, successful business, entrepreneurs into this ministry in order to sow for the kingdom of God, to sow into this ministry, that their life will be made at ease so they can do everything that God would have them to do. Lord, let them suffer no lack, no want. In Jesus' name, God, I cover them with the blood of Jesus and ask you, God, to dispatch your angels even now to be sent to the north, the south, the east, and the west of this country, as well as all over the world, to cause people to find this website, this broadcast, so they can be blessed thereby. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. We count it done right now by faith in Jesus' mighty name for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
My God.
That's
my God.
That's your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
glory
you,
to your name.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is so good. So great things are ahead of you, Lisa. Man, God bless you, woman of God. I look forward to seeing your success. It's going to be off the chain.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Bishop.
This is, we thank you so much. We thank you. We are so awed. We thank each and every person that's also listening and praying, those who stand in need of God is here. The presence of the Lord, there is every fullness. There is sweet joy. There is hope. There is love. There is deliverance. There is healing. So he's here right now. His presence is here. The man of God has invoked the presence of the Holy God like, wow, I haven't seen or felt in a long time.
Sir, and you know what, Cassandra? You know what, Lisa?
Yes.
A lot of people don't know this. You read the story in the Bible of when David lost the Ark of the Covenant because the Philistines had taken it. I believe it was under Saul's reign. And that ark, which represented the presence of God, it represented a lot of things, but one of the things that it represented was the presence, the glory of God. When that ark ended up in the house of a man named Obed-Edom,
yeah.
He started seeing tremendous success.
Jesus.
The presence of God, the glory of God is what creates success, because it's what God uses to create. That's another thing that the Lord has given me to teach and talk about, that presence is what the success is. It's the creative ability of God. When God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, he did it with his glory. That's what he does. It creates success. It brings about the plan of God. So as you guys, you know, you have a ministry, you have a platform. As you guys, man, invoke the presence of God, you will see it's going to create success. It's going to create success. That's what the presence of God does, and that's what God released today over this ministry. He released.
My Lord.
And as you know, you got to spend a little time, and you know, I know you got things to do, but as you spend a little time blessing God, worshiping God, you will see, man, success will accelerate.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Wow. We're going to get your books. We're asking everyone to connect with this man of God. I'm connected. Listen, I don't care what nobody say. Anyway, we'll be here another hour if I try to explain what I'm feeling right now, but I just... I'll just let you know, Bishop, we got it. You, Wendy, this day is definitely going down in history, everything you have spoken. is amazing, confirmation, blessings. Just in awe. I mean, I know I'm able to talk, but I really don't say I'm saying anything because I'm just like womp womp. But I'm like blown away here. And I heard that my good friend Denise Jenkins, I know she's over there dancing. And Lori, I know you're dancing and shouting. Robert, I know you're shouting and dancing. Bernita, I know you shouting. I mean, I could go. David, he already shouting. He's already inboxed me. He's shouting in a big way. David Knight, you have released. Talk about stir up a gift. Talk about stirring up a gift in somebody. Talk about speaking a word over somebody and it hitting their spirit so that the blinders are removed. Talk about canceling out demonic spirits and imps and demons that can sometimes plague us when we don't even realize that what it is. I mean, talk about, I feel a refreshing. I just feel like
it's so awesome, Lisa. You know, the Bible tells us this, that whatever we do in the kingdom of God is not by power. Zechariah 4:6 says it. It's not by power, not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Anything that we do for God, it's got to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And because what we do basically has its foundation in spirituality, man, we have an adversary that wars against us. You know what the Bible says? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So a lot of entrepreneurs don't know this, and we need to really address this issue. A lot of the reason why churches, businesses, and ministries are not successful is because the devil is fighting them. It's as simple as that. That's why you cannot be successful in anything you do for the Lord without, you know, engaging God spiritually. You've got to pray. You've got to seek God. You've got to come against the demonic forces that comes against the success of the kingdom of God. So a person that expects to be successful in the realm of entrepreneurship for the kingdom of God, man, you got to pray. You got to seek God. And this is an everyday battle. You can't pray Monday and think that's going to help you through the whole week. But every day is a new battle. Every day is a new fight. You got to do that every day. The Bible says men should always pray. Always and not faint. And that's really what the situation is. I know we can't see it because it's in the invisible realm, but that's literally what we're warring against. We're warring against that, and that's why you really have to engage, even in the business realm, you have to engage it on a spiritual level, obviously on a natural level, but a spiritual level as well.
Well, we thank you, Bishop, for taking time to come and share with us on Monday, the day after you've already preached 5 services, and you're so generous. And wow, you know, I'm in awe, I'm honored, I'm impressed that, you know, you would do that for us and that you would speak the words that God has given you, not holding back. You've prophesied, you've preached, you've taught, you've shared, you've encouraged, you've motivated, you've inspired. You've done about 15 things here this morning.
Lisa, I don't know about you. I'm not in the studio, but I feel the presence of God so strong. I feel it so strong. God is doing something.
My God.
He's doing something. Man, just enjoy the ride. Oh, he's doing something.
Oh, God, I just pray that he would continue to bless you mightily with your personality. I just really, really love that. You know, I just love your humbleness that you would, you know, come this morning and just very quietly and humbly, you know, you said good morning, you were on a few minutes early. I just pray that he just blows your mind even more so than what he's already doing, and I just pray that you reach more and more and more people. I just pray that he just I'm amazed. I'm just really in awe. And I just pray for, you know, Coach Cassandra and Danielle, who was busy getting your flyer, your information, and just, I'm just really thankful to God right now that this is all happening. You know, I thank God that, you know, 2 years ago when I was ready to give up on being on the show in the morning, and, you know, when nobody was getting on, just me, just talking to the air, you know, so many mornings. And I'm just so glad that I kept doing that.
Sure.
And
well,
that,
he's good. I know the feeling, Cassandra. I know the feeling. I know the feeling, Lisa. I preached in our church for 2 years and nobody got saved. Nobody.
Jesus.
You know, 2 years, nobody. But those are times when God is making us. He's creating us into a person of faith. He's developing our faith. Creating that consistency, that discipline, that diligence that's required to take it to the next level. You know. Because, you know, those days of small things is really what develops us to be the people that can do great things. Everybody has those times, like David, with the bear and the lion in the wilderness with the sheep. We all have those times of development, and that's where we really are fashioned into those people that folks see, on the front page of the newspaper or on television, on radio, in magazines, in billboards. We all have our making in those days where things are very, very difficult and small. That's just the way the kingdom of God works. So I'm excited about you, Lisa, and I look forward to seeing the Lord do greater things in your life. And you got my prayers.
You've got bless you. We've got your prayers, everyone. We thank you so much for tuning in today. I know you heard a word. I know you were blessed. You couldn't help but to be blessed because the man of God invoked the presence of our holy God here on this broadcast. So wherever you are, we know God moves outside of time and space. So it's not about, you know, we're not all in one room together. You know, God is omnipresent. And so he's everywhere we are. And we're you know, he said where two are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And so we are clear now. We are so clear about this broadcast. So thank you, Bishop. We needed you here today. God is ready to do something new with us, and I'm so glad you are a part of it. You know, every good ministry like this needs a very powerful covering, so we're thankful that you've adopted us.
We'll do that, and I promise you, you'll have 100 intercessors praying for you all the time.
Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, God. Oh, my God, that means you, woman of God, that are listening, you are a part of this. You are a part of it. You are a part of it. And so we're going to sow into this ministry. It's good ground. So we're going to go, and we're going to all get a bishop's book on tithing. I will be getting a few of them in just a couple of weeks, and we'll give some out. We're going to get some, but we are going to sow into this good ground because that's what we do. So we're going to sow into his website. We're going to give that out again. I'll give it out again on Facebook, and we're going to sow into this because we understand the power and the anointing, and we understand sowing and reaping, and I understand the laws of sowing and reaping and sowing into good ground. I've sowed Bishop into enough bad ground. And
and every dime, this is the truth, Lisa, every penny that we receive from the sale of that book goes to our international ministry. We pay our pastors and bishops' salaries overseas. They work for us. And we have a lot of churches. Every penny goes. I don't take a penny from it. All of the money goes to the international ministry. Matter of fact, since I've been overseeing High Ground International, I have never received an honorarium for preaching anywhere. I've never done that. Just this past 2 weeks ago when the guy got the book that, ministered to his people and they got the job, that was the first time. They just fell in. They just took him off and gave it to me. That's the first time in 7 years I've ever gotten a penny from High Ground. And one of the preachers just said, hey, I just feel led to do it. But all of that goes to the international ministry so we can, reach the world with the gospel.
I got where you're reaching. Listen, yes, we've been reached here today. There are many that are going to be reached through this broadcast. And so, yes, we want to definitely make sure that this work is out to people. So whatever amount you can donate, is we know that what we've been blessed with today. And if we can get this message to as many others as possible, then it's worth a sacrifice. I need so many people to hear you and hear your message, your words of encouragement and inspiration. And just, I'm just so inspired right now to keep running and doing what God has called me to do, and praying for others. I'm encouraged now to get up at 4 a.m., you know, and 6 a.m. is not good enough. I need to be up at 4 a.m.
Yes, Lord. I've been doing it for the last 34 years.
You have truly inspired that. I've been thinking about it. I've been wanting to do it. But you have sealed the deal today as to why. Reminds me of my military days. I used to, when I was in boot camp, they spent a long time teaching us when they would tell us what to do, to scrub the base of the wall with a toothbrush. They always told us why things were done. And when they told us to stand at parade rest or whatever, we always had a why, and I love that about the military. So you've given us the why to get up at that 4 a.m., and I love that. And you've taught about the why we need to be in business, not just, okay, go get a business because you can't find a job and things of that nature. But you've told us the why it's important to be entrepreneurs in the kingdom. So I'm good. I'm good now. So everyone, we appreciate you for tuning in, and we know you're blessed. I can't wait to see your Facebook post and your Christian social network post. Remember, we got to support our brother David Knight. We got to support that, and we know it's already done. Thank you so much, Coach Cassandra, for being our awesome co-host. I know she's on her way to her job, so she may have already gotten off. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another exciting broadcast in entrepreneurship ministry. Awesome. Oh, my God, I can't wait to tell the world. And this is just a great getting up morning. Thank you, Bishop, for spending time with us today, so much time. May God give it back to you, you know, double, triple, 100-fold. May he endue you with, you know, greater power. And when you rest today, that it would be powerful and nourishment to your body and soul, that he would give back to you as you have poured out here today, that he replenish you and build you back up. Because you have truly poured out today in prayer and word and ministry. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a great, inspiring day. And meditate for a few minutes more on everything that has been said. If you're in your car, pull over. If you're at home, just spend a few minutes just meditating on this. And we're going to just leave you with that. And we thank God. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, everyone. Thank you, David, for calling in.